This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last.
Friday, April 3rd, update for pandemic.news. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Suddenly, a lot of things are starting to make sense. I published a story this morning about the mental effects of the coronavirus. You know, in addition to damaging, even destroying a person's sense of smell or taste, as is now being documented across the board, I even know somebody in New York that I talked to who lost both his sense of smell and taste, apparently permanently. I don't know if it's ever coming back. But what happens is this virus attacks the nervous system and it can move up into the brain. And in some people, this is now documented in Italy and China, it's causing severe brain damage. And in certain people, now again, the virus can move down into the lungs, and that's where it kills most people, but it can also move up through the sinuses into the brain. And by the way, that pathway is known for, you know, deadly amoeba, flesh-eating bugs, and so on. You've probably seen stories over the past decade or so of people who went swimming in a lake or in the ocean, and they got a brain-eating amoeba or something, right? And they died from it. They got encephalitis and brain swelling, and then it just ate their brain. That's not science fiction. That happens. Well, now we know what happens with the coronavirus in some people. And what it's really doing is turning some of these people into violent, aggressive, confused, disoriented individuals. That's what's being covered in the press now. So there's another name for someone whose brain is altered and becomes violent and aggressive and tries to attack others and who has an infectious disease. That name is zombie. You know, from science fiction. I'm not trying to make light of this. I'm not trying to be funny. This is not satire. But people understand what zombies are. Zombies are formerly human beings who have been infected by something that's gotten into their blood and it's altered their brain and it's turned them into, well, aggressive, violent, confused, disoriented beings who are now trying to attack others. And what's happening in the real world right now is that some of these coronavirus patients are coughing on other people with an attack cough, like a coronavirus attack cough. And I've covered this on Natural News as well. There was one woman in Florida who was, apparently she had beaten up her boyfriend. She'd broken his nose with a roundhouse kick. And then when the first responders showed up, she coughed on them like an assault cough. Like, I've got coronavirus, like spewing it all over them. And she was charged with a felony. What if that's no longer her? I mean, what if the virus has eaten part of her brain? Because now we have brain scans and medical proof that some people are losing their brains. Their brains are being eaten by the virus. And then they become erratic. What if it's wrong to charge these people with felonies because they're not even human? I mean, they're not conscious of what they're doing anymore is a better way to say that. Yeah, they're still human, but I mean, they're damaged. You know, like you don't arrest epileptics for having seizures, you know, or for twitching. You don't arrest them for that. That's something they can't control. So what if these coronavirus patients are lashing out like in that movie, I Am Legend with Will Smith, you know, where they go attack everybody? And they infect people when they attack them, which is what happens with coronavirus. But what if they can't control it? What if they're actually brain damaged beyond the ability to control their own actions? And this woman in Florida, according to media reports, had a black belt in martial arts. Oh, snap. I am not prepared for black belt zombies. I don't know about you, but I've been prepping for 20 years. I did not prepare for black belt zombies. I thought I had covered everything. I had covered EMPs. You know, World War III, power grid failure, social unrest, civil war. I mean, everything you can imagine. I did not think about black belt zombies. You know, you think about the zombie movies, they're all these slow, lumbering, confused creatures that you can outrun and outmaneuver. What if we're about to see a wave of like mixed martial arts of zombies, like zombies that can do jujitsu? Oh, that is not a situation you want to face. What if these zombies can still use firearms? I mean, seems like they're still mostly functioning. They're just aggressive. Like rabies makes dogs aggressive, you know? That's right out of that movie, I Am Legend, again. It was kind of a rabies. Remember in that movie, by the way, with Will Smith, that it was a scientist who had created a cure for cancer, and it had 100% cure rate. And she was all bragging about, yeah, we've cured 100%. We've got the cure for cancer, and they gave it to everybody. And then, I don't know, 2 years later, everybody turned into a zombie that had the cure because it just ate their brains and turned them into these super strong, you know, fighting, agile zombie creatures. That was the movie. And of course, in the movie, a vaccine saves humanity. And Will Smith played the doctor who was looking for the vaccines while fighting the zombies it's like an action movie as well. But these zombies are no longer really truly science fiction. I think we have some of this now in our world. And, you know, Chris Cuomo from CNN, who most people would think he was brain damaged before all this, well, he got the coronavirus. And he then publicly described these insane hallucinations that he had, that he said they were not dreams. They were hallucinations of, you know, images and sounds and feelings and things that he went through as he was having the peak fever of this virus. Well, guess what those things are? That's what you experience when the virus is eating your brain. As it's eating your brain, it's firing off neurons of the cells that it's consuming or the nearby cells. And you are experiencing all these things that aren't real because these regions of your brain are firing off. So it looks like hallucinations. I'm telling you, Chris Cuomo's brain was eaten by the coronavirus. I'm not sure we'll be able to tell the difference once he's back on the air, but surely he's brain damaged now. It's not a joke anymore to say Chris Cuomo is brain damaged. Of course, he was brain damaged before when he was celebrating Castro and talking about how great communism was and all that. I mean, you kind of have to be brain damaged to be a communist, you know? But now he's doubled down on brain damage. And I bet you he's going to demonstrate some symptoms. Maybe he'll run as Joe Biden's vice president, you know, running mate. And then it'll be like the Alzheimer's person and the brain damaged person side by side. At last, you can vote for mass mental illness on one ticket. You know, if we even have elections. But that's how crazy things are getting. And there's another aspect in all of this. I think finally, this makes sense about why everybody's losing their minds. You know how people just gone insane, especially these pandemic denialists who tend to be, you know, Trump supporters and conservatives, and they've lost their minds. They've gone into this bizarre, I don't know, theory mode of just rampant denialism, where they say that in their view, nobody's dying from this. They think it's not real. They think it's a media hoax to try to just create a false narrative to blame Trump. And there's a lot of conservatives that believe this. And I was wondering, what is wrong with these people? Have they lost their minds? And now I think, they've been infected. The coronavirus has eaten their brains. See, now that makes more sense to me. Because these are people, a lot of them are people who I used to think were very rational and made a lot of sense. And now with the coronavirus, they've lost their minds. The explanation that makes total sense is that the virus has eaten their brains. You know, I mean, this a year ago, if you heard me say this, you'd think, this is science fiction. What are you talking about? The virus ate their brains and turned them into zombies. And now it's here. This is not science fiction anymore. The world that you thought you knew is long gone, folks. This is a whole new realm of insanity and craziness. And you're going to have to survive the zombie apocalypse. You know, so maybe we'll talk about some of that later. But if you see people acting erratically, especially if they're trying to cough on you or attack you, they probably have the virus and is turning them into one of those I Am Legend zombies, man. And I feel sorry for the first responders having to deal with these people. How do you deal with a crazed, psychotic black belt zombie? I don't know the answer to that. We've never seen this before. This is a whole new deal. Rules of engagement. We're going to have to modify those. In any case, this is Mike Adams here for pandemic.news. Spread the word, share this podcast. This is not satire. This is all real. That's what's so crazy. It's all real now. But read my website, pandemic.news. Stay safe. Get ready. More craziness is coming. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a two-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger Store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.